Michaela.
Is that close?
Close.
Say it right.
Michaela.
And what about Martino?
That's perfect.
Right? Martino. Well, I'm getting both right now. Next year, after you guys are ready to leave, I'll have learned it. Words are wonderful, aren't they? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Words are wonderful. Now, how many times have you wondered why things are different than what you expected? We have a princess here on campus who has been reigning over her activities for a long, long time, many, many years. And today she came in with a problem. She said her printer didn't work. And so we said, okay. And she says, I would like you to fix it for me. Me, the dean, she wants me to go fix her computer. I should go and fix her computer as though I'm some sort of a know-it-all. Well, I am. So I went into her computer. And as I sat at her computer, I said, there is one rule about computers that is universal. Anyone know what that rule is?
Plug in, plug out.
If it doesn't work, plug it out, leave it out for a couple minutes, and then plug it back in again. You got to plug it out before you plug it in, you know. Okay. So I went into her office, and everything was so orderly and beautiful. The computer was nice and dusted and clean. The screen was shiny bright. And the printer was sitting there just saying, I'm taking a breather. So before I did anything, I went to the computer, the printer, and I said, printer, I love you. See, I gave it my love first. And then I pulled out its plugs. I pulled out the cable that went from the keyboard to the printer, from the CPU, whatever we're calling it, from the CPU to the computer, and I pulled out its electrical cord. It went like that, you know. Somebody stole my power, I want my power. And so I said, just a moment, relax. Get yourself in balance now. I don't want you to be full of power while you have problems going on. And so the computer says, all right, you know best. And I said, yes, I do. And so I pulled out the plugs for a moment, and I sat there and sang, oh, when the saints come marching in. And I was just being happily myself. And I said to Sylvia, you have to transcribe your word to that song. What's the word, Sylvia?
I am the light. And my world is truly illumined, for my world is what I am.
And I told her, I said, Sylvia, we have four Italian-speaking people here. The least you can do is to translate that into Italian. So I expect that by supper time she'll have it translated into Italian, and we will have it to sing at supper time. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes.
Okay. Well, after I got done playing my little game there, sitting at her computer, it took no longer than about a minute or two. I put the plugs back in, and then I went to her computer and sent something through on the printer and says, fine. But a little light was flashing up there. And it says, you haven't given me any ink. I'm out of ink. I need some ink. Please give me some ink. Oh, give me some ink. And I said, Ingeborg, do you have some fresh ink? She says, yes. And I said, well, give it to me. I'll put it in. Oh, thank you. You know. So then she is opening the box. And because she is 3,000 years old, she was so frail trying to open the box. I said, give me the box, you know. And so I ripped it open and threw it in the trash and took the stuff out and stuck it into the printer. And the printer says, oh, I like this. I got all fresh ink in me now. And it went to go and do its beautiful job. And so what happened? Then She says, how do you bring this up there and that down there? I said, like this, Ingeborg. He said, oh, yes, I remember now. And you see, by not doing things often, we forget the process. You highlight it, and then you point to it and move it where you want. You drag it. And it's very simple to drag anything you want anywhere you want. So I know, Ingeborg, you've never been in drag, so you don't know what it's all about. But you got to learn how to drag it. Now, okay, you know what drag means, don't you? Now, what does it mean?
Pull.
To pull. Well, what does in drag mean?
In drag? No, that I don't know.
That means you're wearing women's clothes when you're a man, or you're wearing man's clothes when you're a woman.
No,
in drag.
I didn't know.
Well, it's in the parlance today. Okay, so she didn't know it either. And so she learned how to drag her stuff all over her board. And she said, hey, that's neat, you know. And then I ran a copy, of, you know, to check it to see that everything was in order. And everything was in order. And I said, Ingeborg, whenever you have a problem, call me right away. We'll solve it right away. And then you can continue using your equipment the way you like to use it. And she said, oh, thank you. And I said, you know, Ingeborg, I'm ad-libbing a little bit now, okay? Is that okay with you? You know, Ingeborg, if you would just go within and say quietly with your eyes closed, I know that I know that I know I know how to do this, you would know how to do it. But then, once you say I know how to do it, then go and do what you know how to do. You may not realize that you know how to do it, but go and do it anyhow, and you'll find that you do know how to do it. And you just hadn't played the game before. You hadn't played the game. Now, we're watching the dog whisperer. I am watching it. You guys don't want to watch it. I am watching the dog whisperer on National Geographic, and it is neat. And he looks at the dog, and the dog is growling, and he says, I am a psychologist. He's not. He's just a human being. He's a very good dog trainer. He's got a little magic with dogs. And I look at a dog, and I see this dog is unhappy. He's not a bad dog. He's just unhappy. And you know why he's unhappy? Because he doesn't know who's the boss. He thinks he has to be the boss. He thinks he has to... People are treating him like a human being. People are treating him like, this is your job. You've got to protect this family. And there's but nothing to protect, you know. And so pretty soon he's protecting himself against the family and snarling at the family and doing silly things. And the dog whisperer, he looks at the dog and he says, you're just unhappy. And then, little by little, the dog whisperer plays with the dog and lets the dog know the dog whisperer is in charge, not the dog. That the dog's not unloved, but the dog whisperer is in charge. And so then the dog begins to like being directed, because it's his nature to be directed, to be in charge. And the dog whisperer, in moments, he has the dog totally under control. But he's got to teach the people who live with that dog to change their attitude of who's in charge. They say, well, you know, the dog's got to answer the door. The dog's got to do this. No. The dog's job is to lay in your lap and to lay at your feet and just be loved and loved and loved and loved and loved. Not to go answering the door and arf, arf, not to bark and not to growl. That's not his purpose. You want him to do that because you think that somebody should be protecting you. From what? Do you live in a universe that you need to be protected from? People say to me, and as I take my trips around the world, they say, have a safe journey. I say, don't do that to me! Don't do that to me! And they say, why are you so upset? And I said, don't tell me to have a safe journey. Are you planting in my consciousness that the journey could be unsafe? Are you planting in my consciousness that the journey could have accidents and have problems? Just tell me, have a wonderful journey. Have a great and a wonderful time. Just have a ball. And I say, wow, yes. And now you're going to get married. And you're standing at the altar and you say, I do. And then your mother stands there. Well, I hope your marriage turns out better than mine. You know, sick. Or, now, don't let him get away with things. Don't let your husband get away with things. And don't let him throw his clothes on the floor. Oh, no. You know, My husband always puts his clothes away just like I do. My husband is a thoughtful man, just like I am a thoughtful wife. My husband is a super, super husband. There's no husband on the face of the earth who comes close to my husband as being fantastic. And what a lover. Wow, you know. I don't need any comparison. I've got the best. I know it, you know. Wow. But you see, this is what we do. You train your husband not to snarl, not to be angry, not to not want to come home, and not to want to go to the bar at night, you know, before coming home, and not to, to snarl at the kids when he comes in the house, and not to be not the discipliner, not to be the one who disciplines the kids, you know. The husband shouldn't do that. The children should be disciplined by themselves. Not by the husband, not by the wife, but by themselves. And the children, what do you think when you do something like that? Well, what do you think? Well, that's not good. Well, that's right. Now, do you think that we should let you do that? No. Well, then, are you going to keep doing it? No. Okay, fine. Now, where's the spanking from daddy when he comes home? Do you know what your son did? You know what your son did? You know? And what's daddy going to say? Oh, no, I had this all day at the office, you know. So when you come home and you say, do you know what your son did? He is the most thoughtful, loving, kind, and he may not have been. He is the most thoughtful, loving, kind child that I have ever seen. I think of all the neighbors and I know how jealous they are of our child because he's so thoughtful and loving and kind and great. Yes, 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 yes. You know what I mean? Now, you see, we're the creators of our world. And if you go into your printer expecting it not to print, what you have to do is tell the printer who's in charge. Who's in charge?
I.
Yeah, see, I. Finally, after 60, 70, 180, 2,000 years, she finally got the message. I am in charge. Now, who's in charge of little love? I. Who's in charge of little love?
I.
Thank you. Who's in charge of Rex?
You.
I
also.
There is no you in this world. It's just you. You're in charge of Rex. You're in charge of little love. You're in charge of Ellen. If you want Ellen to have, be a happy person to be with, then you better be in charge of your thoughts about Ellen, right? Mm, now take that out of your mouth. You better be in charge of Ellen. And you better be in charge of, what's her name?
Beatrice,
and you better be in charge of
Sylvia. Micaela.
Micaela. And
Martino.
And
Herb.
That's right. Herb too. Now, you notice how all of you have a full name, but I don't. I am only Herb. I'm just poor little Herb, you know, left at the the watering trough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Micaela, you know, Martino, Sylvia, Beatrice, and Ellen.
And Sean.
And Ingeborg. Oh, yes, I forgot about you being in charge of yourself. Ingeborg, yeah. And you see, it's so beautiful, but this is great.
Herbert.
It sounds strange, doesn't it? Herbert. Now, Herbert Marty, it doesn't sound strange.
No, because
that's the way it always was. Yeah, and that's the way he had it. But you see, he wanted everyone to have the proper respect for him, so he had to have the proper respect for himself. Do you think Herbert Marty could ever be called Junior?
No.
Even if he were?
No.
No, not at all. But you see, this is it. That respect is built up. And when Ingeborg has respect for her machines, she will know. She goes in and when the machine doesn't work, what does she do? She unplugs it. When your dog wants to bite, what do? You unplug him. You say, sit. I'm the boss. Sit. 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 Yep. And what happens?
He sits.
Yeah. And you have to believe in it.
Yeah.
You have to believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, they won't sit. Mm-hmm. Ellen said, come here, give me his shoe. Give him. Come. And I said, Ellen, tell him to sit. Mm-hmm. Say, Rex, sit. He's over on the couch or someplace, right?
Yeah.
Rex, sit. Yeah. And so he sits. Then you go over and you take the shoe. Or you say, Rex, sit. And then you say, Rex, come here. And then he comes. But first, you have to become in charge. You have to become the master. And you have to pull the plug out. Now just sit up there. Yes, sit up. Ingeborg?
Yes, sir.
Ingeborg, sit up. Sit up. Put that away. You don't play games at the table. Put down your fork. Shame on you. My goodness, didn't your mama teach you nothing? Goodness sakes. We don't twiddle and twaddle at the table, do we? We only eat and talk and share. Mm-hmm. If something falls on the floor, we call the dog. Right? No. Nothing falls on the floor. Now, here. I have been saying to Ingeborg, what can I do to get you to have your table at your chair at the table? What can I do to get you to have your chair at the table? And Ingeborg says, well, if I had rollers under my chair and did things. So we got rollers under her chair. And she still doesn't get her chair next to the table. Now, why is Ingeborg leaning down on the floor, picking things up off the floor? Because her chair is not next to the table, and she spilled it off the table. If her chair had been up against the table, she couldn't have spilled anything down there. Right? Mm. Now, what happened to her printer? I unplugged it, left it unplugged for a minute, put it back in, and then I said, okay, Mr. Printer, why are you unhappy? Hear me? Why are you unhappy? Why are you unhappy, Mr. Printer? And Mr. Printer says, well, I'd like to have some fresh ink. I'm just sort of running on old dirty ink. It's not enough to really do a good print job to show off how good I am. And really, I'd like to have somebody who'd love me a little bit more instead of saying, you don't work, you don't work, you don't work. You know, I'm tired of hearing that I don't work because I really do work if you will work me right. And this is the way people are. This way dogs are. This is the way the house is. This is the way the organizations are. This is the way everything is, you see? Your printer works if you work it right. And the world works if you work it right. Right? Mm-hmm. And you were driving on an empty tank of gas, and you were still driving. And you thought, well, it says empty, but I'm going to get the rest of my hour of driving in. So he had another 15 minutes to drive with an empty tank. And he kept driving. And then he brought it back to the house. And it may still start, you know. It may still run. Or he may have to push it to the gas station. So, whatever. But, you see, everything likes to be loved. And if you start with yourself, if you unconditionally love yourself, you'll find everybody in the world and everything in the world lots of fun. Have a safe journey.
Happy.
Have a happy journey. Have a good journey. Have a successful journey.
Have a fun journey.
Yes. And enjoy yourself.
I am myself and I have fun.
Right. And
I like me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I do.
And you?
I like me.
And you?
I like me.
I like me.
I like me.
I like me. Right. You see, this is what it's, and you again.
I like me.
That's good too. Now, say that, know it, live it, and have the most wonderful, fun-filled life that ever could be possible. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.